The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, you might have seen that story, 100 UK-based millionaires, including Gary Lineker, former footballer, former Match of the Day presenter, and, of course, a podcaster, have signed a letter urging the new Prime Minister, Andy Burnham, to tax their wealth. Organised by the group Patriotic Millionaires UK, the letter called for higher taxes on everyday workers. Sorry, not on everyday workers, but on those who have an annual income of above 10 million. So there will be a 2% tax, extra tax on any income, excuse me, above 10 million. Is it time to do the same here? Would it work? Would it benefit our economy? To discuss this, we're joined by economist Austin Hughes. Austin, what do you make of this as an idea?
Well, it's very unusual to hear people asking to be taxed more. It's normal for the top earners to go to some considerable effort, usually successful, to avoid paying income tax where possible. So that's one issue, kind of, that this is an odd sort of statement. The second one is that, you know, we have to be careful around this group that we kind of call the mythical wealthy. There is a sense in which we kind of believe that there's another group out there who have loads of money. And in some instances, it's true, but they may not be significant in terms of the size of the overall economy. And previous sort of commentary around this in the UK has tended to focus on the idea of people moving their income, moving their economic activity out of the country. And that probably would be more of an issue in terms of the Irish economy, in terms of the multinational sector. So in that sense,
you could scare off mobile investments.
Exactly. That, you know, you would frighten this element of it. I think there's a couple of points to be made in terms of the numbers themselves. First of all, you know, those who are wealthy pay a very significant portion of income tax. According to Tax Strategy Group papers for the upcoming budget, the top 1% in Ireland, that's about 35,000 taxpayers, pay 23% of all income tax. So they pay well, kind of, in terms of their relative earnings there. The second element is, would it actually make an awful lot of difference? Would you actually get a huge amount of money if, even if these people didn't leave, if you actually managed to get 2%? And I just had a look at some Revenue Commission data, and they show that there's the top sort of percentile, there's those earning over 275,000 people. That's about 22,000 earners, right?
Sometimes. Sorry, give me that again. So, this is the number of people who are earning how much?
Who are earning over 275,000. And it's from 2024. Okay. It's a little dated, but you know, we're not going to argue very much around this sort of thing. But there are around 22,000 of those there. And the average income they had was around 540,000. Okay. So if you got 2% from each of these and their income was unchanged and their work, they stayed here and did all that, you'd get around 250 million. Not to be sneezed at by any means, but not going to...
I mean, bear in mind, we're taking in 35 billion a year in corporation tax.
Exactly, exactly. You know, it's not going to dramatically change the arithmetic. It does open up, particularly in terms of the Irish economy, the multinational sector, where mobility is a key issue. You know, it opens up a question there. Are you possibly killing the goose that's laying the golden
egg? Your argument echoes that of the UK tax expert. I don't know if you saw the encounter. Dan Needle is his name. He had a debate with Gary Stevenson, who did the TV show, which I think is at the basis of this idea for the 2% tax. And by common consent, I think Dan Needle, well, I think he certainly seemed to win the debate. But his argument was, he said this is kind of populist claptrap. He said it ignores the impact on GDP. It ignores the impact on foreign investment. And he raised questions about how the practical implementation of this policy.
Yeah, I would agree with that in broad terms. But there is a slightly more nuanced area here where what we're talking about is very rich people not people who earn an awful lot. So should you tax wealth rather than income? And just let's play with this for a minute in terms of the central bank data for the end of 2025 shows that the top 10% of households, so that's a little under 250,000 households, they held wealth of 661 billion, right?
Yeah.
661 billion. Now, let's imagine you could get 2% of that. That would give you 13 billion. And suddenly we're talking real sums of money.
But now, hang on again, I mean, is that, right? That's including the family home, I take it, is it? In many
that
cases.
That is including the family. These poor people living in their 20 million valued properties.
Yeah, I mean, we can't even agree that 400,000 euro is enough of an exemption for inheritance tax. There's no way you could include the family home in this country. There would be revolution.
Well, even move away from that, and the, you know, a significant portion of that wealth is held in other assets. But there is an argument there in terms of wealth and in terms of an economy that's aging. You know, this is trotted out all the time by economists in terms of the importance of keeping public spending in check. There is an argument there that as the economy ages, less workers, more older people, you don't really want to tax workers more. But, you know, those who are older, who are maybe benefiting from public services and that, maybe should be paying a little bit more. So that would maybe take in the family home in terms of a wealth tax.
Politically,
and some order of magnitude. You know,
politically, Austin, I just don't ever see it happen. I saw another figure. I think it was a revenue commissioner figure with the numbers with a net worth of 20 million. Now, I think in the UK, they're talking about people with a net worth of 10 million. So this is 20 million. I couldn't get a figure for 10 million. There's 1,885 people in Ireland with a net worth of 20 million. So let's assume it's double that for 10 million. I mean, the numbers, a few thousand, they are small. And if you're talking about adding 2% tax, I mean, you're talking about, in the overall scheme of things, peanuts.
And let's remember that 2%, if you know, every year, if this wealth is there for 25 years, there's half your wealth gone, you know. So that would be a very penal level of taxation. But it does bring it back to perhaps we need to think about wealth a little more widely. I know how politically difficult it is. And maybe it's a case, you know, we've saw incremental changes to the property tax in the recent sort of increase in the bans. Maybe we need to sort of move them up a little bit and slowly, slowly catchy monkey. You know?
Yeah, lots of text coming through on this. John says, why hasn't Gary Lineker paid this extra tax voluntarily already? Virtue signalling nonsense as usual from the left. There is a provision in the UK, I don't know if it exists here, where you can actually pay, you can volunteer to pay more tax to the Inland Revenue. I don't know if that, does that exist here? I'm not sure it does, actually.
I'm not sure that it does.
I know it definitely does in the UK.
You know, I think the whole element here is the idea that all those with high incomes or high wealth are seen to be paying whatever is deemed a fair share. And by fair share, we mean a lot more in most popular
And we're talking about the super wealthy here who are able, in many cases, to avoid their wealth. Like somebody texting to say you have the situation in the UK where one of the wealthiest men, Jim Radcliffe, who of course is the owner of Manchester United as well, he has gone offshore as well as many of his cohorts.
Yeah, it is why, as I say, you may need to be marginally meaner in terms of a wealth tax and incremental increases of property tax. But, you know, the mooted changes to inheritance tax mean we are going the other way. And in that regard, you know, the problem is either you cut back government spending or you have higher income taxes at a point of time. Not really palatable alternatives.
No, they certainly aren't. Austin Hughes, economist, thank you indeed for talking to us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.